2018-7, 49th Street. Mr. Paulson, if you could approach.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm here on the appeal. For all of you that don't know which property this is, it's the Rosalie Inn on Gretna Road. It's often referred to by the people who used to stay there when it was open and an extended stay as the Rochelet. It had lots of problems. The city of Branson had cited a previous owner with code violations and charged them criminally at the city. I believe I'm defending those, but as a result, it really couldn't be open without getting charged, so they closed the Rosalie. And it's been closed. It was closed on January 1 of this year. It's in the process of being sold from this entity to another entity. And it's been gutted at this point in time. They're putting in different windows to save on energy, and I mean, the rooms have been completely gutted. There were so many problems due to the code violations that it's really not worth. I think it's got. $569,000 value appraised by the assessor. It's got 48 rooms, even at $10,000 a room, which this thing isn't worth on January 1. I mean, it basically needed to be almost, you know, completely overhauled. And the guy that's buying it is buying it for considerably less than $569. He's negotiating for a lower price already because he's the one that's doing the renovations. They're two friends, 49th and 505 Gretna LLC, which is the address that's purchasing it. So there's a lot of renovation going on, and it's just not worth the 10,000 room, especially given the money that has to be put in it. And the fact that it was closed on January 1 and really not habitable. I think it may come back up when it's assessed again. I believe it's going to be, I can't speak to this, you know, definitively, but I think it's going to become nightly rather than extended stay, but I don't know that for sure. But as I said, the offer price was considerably lower than the $569, and it's being negotiated down from there. I'll just tell you who the two people behind the entities are. George Shipman has 49th Street, and C.L. Carr has 505 Gretna. They're good friends, and they're doing a deal for C.L. to buy it, and C.L., his entity, is renovating it. But, I mean, you all know the Rosalie.
Do you have any,
I haven't done an appraisal on the place. I haven't had an appraisal done.
What are they asking for? 375, you said?
Yeah, I think if it went down to 400, it would be sufficient. I think nobody would complain.
I'd like to know from the assessor what was the basis of the valuation you asked? And were those factors you just talked about considered, or did anybody know about it?
I just heard what you heard. We didn't have any discussion on it. The value of the 569 comes off of the cost approach. We've reduced it to 60% condition, and that's where that number's drawn from. Mm-hmm. I have provided you with 14, 925, 14 sales letter we got when it sold. Different condition, I would imagine, at 785. The one thing, as I was listening to Bob, is if you all lower our value, then, and it's remodeled and put back into operate, I didn't even know it was closed. But then because of those improvements, I believe the assessor would be legal to raise the value in the next year or two or whatever. There is some issue that's talked about as far as the BOE setting the value, but the assessor can't change it. There's different points of view to that, but in this case, I would think if you do lower it and it's improved, you put back in business, then we would have the responsibility to raise it back up. And
I agree. I'm just trying to get to what the value. Yeah. I mean, I think you can go back after it's renovated and do that, but I'm just trying to get to what the value would be now.
That's...
And unfortunately, it doesn't sound like there's an arm's length transaction in what you're talking about, so...
No.
And there's a situation that occupancy for somebody's home, occupancy for somebody's home, if the house burns, then we have to reduce the value. But if a business burns, they're supposed to have insurance so you don't reduce the value. And we learned that during the tornadoes in Joplin, because everybody wanted to reduce all those values while all the commercial property was being rebuilt, and they couldn't reduce the values.
I don't know that this is a natural disaster, though. I mean, I don't know that this is an insurance coverage issue.
No, it's not, but I'm giving you an example of how you can't change it because it's, well, not that you can't change it, but it's being worked on as a business.
Or not business. I would agree that the value of the property has probably been reduced, but I'm trying to get a grasp again on what figure we should use. Is what I'm...
Am I understanding correctly that there was a sale in 2014 and it was
$785?
Yes, sir.
And was that the Lime Coolers or was that James Stage or who was that?
I think it was Lime Coolers.
Okay.
But
is commercial real estate value better now than it was in 14?
I would say that it would have to be better now than it was in 2014, to be honest. I mean, I want to be honest with you. But I don't know about with this property. The Lime Coolers bought it. Actually, I believe it was Midnight Hour LLC would have been the entity.
Yep.
And they paid, and they couldn't make it there. It ran down, and they ended up having to give it back. And then Mr. Shipman had a person who worked for him that tried to make a go of it after that, and he had to foreclose on them as well. They couldn't make it at paying that sort of a nut on that place. I doubt if it was worth it at that time, even though it sold at that time. He took it back both times. And at the current time, I can tell you that I know that it's considerably less than $785,000. It's actually less than the $569,000 that was an agreed upon price that's now being negotiated down because of the condition of the property.
Right.
Because it's even worse than what he thought when he went in there.
Now you've already given a 40% discount on that assessed value.
Yeah.
But that was when the motel was in good shape.
No,
that was probably a year or two ago that they reviewed it.
It was still weekly rental, one of the, in brand. Did it get shut down for occupancy that they did not, for code purposes, and they couldn't have people
for
living
code
there?
Purposes, the previous owner was charged with about, I may be exaggerating, but I mean, I've got a file like that of code violations that were charged as criminal charges against the previous owner, and those are currently being contested. But because of that, they closed it. I mean, they don't want to get criminally charged again, obviously, for code violations and the number of code violations. So it closed. The people are out of there. They were on January 1. And they're doing all sorts of construction on it right now. I mean, they're replacing the type of windows that are in there because as a motel or extended stay. The utilities were unbelievable with those aluminum big windows in there, so they've reduced the size of the windows. They've got to bring all sorts of things up to code. The city's giving them a lot of difficulty with code issues. But there's renovation going on even as we speak. I mean, it's not open. And I really don't want to because it's still being negotiated, but I've got an unrecorded deed of trust with me today for less than the, executed for less than the 569 that the assessor has it valued at.
What's that value?
It's being negotiated down, but it was sold at 500 even, is what I have. I really didn't want to say, but.
Understand.
Well, it almost sounds to me like they bought a distressed property, mm-hmm. but they're doing their best to get it back like it was, which would mean that those taxes are, that evaluation that he has would be correct.
Well, certainly not for the first, not on January 1, when you're supposed to assess this thing of 2000 and...
Okay. You're correct, yes.
Yeah.
He's got definite argument there. And
it's been closed for about almost 7 months now. So.
We got land value of 185, and I guess it's just a question of what we would assess the building at in its present or its condition as of January 1, I guess. So,
if I could.
So he had mentioned 400,000, so that would mean the building would worth, what, 215,000?
220, I think, they were. I think he said 500 was what they negotiated.
Oh, I thought he had said 400, I'm sorry.
No, it was 500. I said I would take 400 on it, but. Yeah. I don't remember the value I put down. It would have been 375 or something. But,
375,000.
Yeah.
Well, it, even though that's not an arm's length transaction, I'd be comfortable using that figure if it were 5, just simply because we're, and then the assessor can go back in a year or something like that and look at it, but it's certainly, with land and, land of the building.
I would make that motion for $500,000.
Second.
All right, we have a motion on the table for $500,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 2018-7 valuation $500,000. As you know, your client will be getting a letter stating the new valuation from Kim. And next one, 600 Schaefer Drive, 2018-8. Ms. Paulson.
Okay.
You need a minute, that's fine.
I just need 1 minute.
Well, Bob's using that minute. Just FYI, I presented that 785, not, I wasn't saying it was worth 785 today. I was just presenting it because I did have that evidence. I just want you to know, years past. So I think you all did well. All right. I mean, what you're saying there. I certainly wasn't saying it was worth 785 because I only had to satisfy something anyway.
Also, while he's taking that time, I was reviewing the BOE guidelines, and this is something that we had happened our last session was, it says, to emphasize to all that the determination is market value and not the amount of the changed value. So,
we've got a lot of people that are in here today talking about jump, I think that's what they're talking
right.
about, the change.
Well.
So.
And I know I'm probably, I figured that, so I just thought I would have that as a little reminder, and I will probably remind whomever that is.
Well, I'm real familiar with the standards.
So. I bet you. Well, I know you are. This was not addressed toward you.
I know,
Bob.
Okay, on investors, Investors Me LLC and Sai Satyam Group LLC. It sold this year, I believe, from Investors Me to Sai Satyam Group LLC. And I apologize, I don't have those figures with me. This is not any of the other two persons, so I'm not as familiar. But this is
what is it currently? It's off Schaefer Drive.
Yeah, it's the Candlelight Inn, I believe. No, it's the Victorian Palace. It's the Victorian Palace.
It's behind Green Mountain Drive.
Right. It's on Schaefer Drive. It's back there. It's one of the extended stays back there, and it has also received its share of code violation charges from the city of Branson. And there's a lot of work that has been done and needs to be done.
This is the one. Is this the one that Interjet had or was running?
No. I can tell you that back in the old days in the 90s, I did a lot of mechanics lien on this property when it was being built by Richard Basnett. I had a lot of litigation involving it back in the 90s. But
what's the assessed value on this one?
$1,023,895. So $1,023,000.
The reason I'm here is the owner has other hotels in town of a similar nature that are assessed at less per room. And what was the basis for the, if I may ask, because I didn't come to negotiate at all with Chuck. Usually he's very, very easy to deal with and reasonable, so.
This one was built in 94. The condition's 88%. It's very possible that we have not reviewed this one yet. And so, FYI, we've gone through our whole county, all through the map, and we're down to like the last three townships on the map. And I don't believe we've reassessed this one. So if we had it, it would probably be lower because of the age, because it was built in 94.
Reassessed since when? I mean, this has got an appeal, so it obviously went up, right? Or did it?
I don't know.
I don't know if it went up or if it stayed the same. I mean,
they can pull it up for us here and we can know.
In other words, this may have been the assessed value of 1.23 may have been.
Could have been that way for.
It did not receive an impact notice.
Can you give us the pre-val deal or whatever there that it shows? There we go. Yeah. It's been that value since 2013. So we have not been to this township to reassess this, so it's probably too high.
Mr. Chairman,
on condition.
So this is documents from the assessor's office.
As you guys are aware, we get a few of these documents. We're required by the state to send out whenever there's a change in the deed to send out this letter to the new owner, and these are the sales letters that we had returned to us.
But if I'm calling on the application, is the requested value 700?
Yes, I hadn't seen that letter for $450,000. I have not seen that.
Well, and that always is the thing. Did they put $450,000 or did they actually pay more than that and just put that down as hopefully to lower the taxes?
Excellent point. And we see some and we wonder.
Actually, I probably should have seen that. I was looking at this document. I said, that's my handwriting, but that's not the same document she had up there a minute ago that I hadn't seen.
The opinion of market value here seems to be 700, and I was just, and I think from what you said, he's basing that on his price per square foot of his other properties that have been assessed already.
Right. This is in the same or worse condition than those other hotels. And
those hotels in Branson area?
Yes.
It does say as a result of foreclosure, so A, we don't know if that was the actual price because we're a non-disclosure state. It's as a result of a foreclosure. They requested the other.
Yeah, you just got a deal. What condition on the, what are the problems with the property again, did you say?
It runs a range of things.
Is it open?
It is open.
So it is income producing?
Yes.
As an extended long-term rental.
So as an extended stay.
As an extended stay.
Yeah, and we know what that's code for.
Code for renovation soon.
Code for lots of people living there.
Yep. And it's currently under very active renovation because the city's been after them.
So do you have similar properties in these long-term, and what are you discounting, you giving on those as far as... Or do you have a standard?
Now, one thing that's happened in years past is DOE has put a value per room, and Bob mentioned that earlier on that first one, that if it was 48
rooms at 10,000, it would have been 480.
Yeah, and so I can remember, I believe I remember right back, years back, we had a number of like 13,000 a room when the motels weren't such, they were kind of starting to die, value. But so,
of course I wasn't here, but it seems kind of a little bit random. Are we talking, we're still talking about fair market value, appraised value of the property, right? And can you do an appraisal with a per room value?
As assessor, I have had that in the back of my mind, so to speak, and when I have lowered some motels as we were doing reassessment, looking at them in that way. What do you call it? A flag motel. It's got a name, Holiday Inn or something like that on it. They're going to look at the rooms being worth $15,000, let's say.
Well, I can tell you.
And
your 1.23 is a cost approach, right?
Strictly a cost approach. And
value the land and replace the building.
And cost approach is always high. Always. Oh, I'm sure there's an exception somewhere.
There are some exceptions,
But I would tell you on the
motels, yes.
On the income approach on an extended stay, I can tell you that the top price on one of these is probably $150 a week per room, which is $600 a month, which if you're full, you do that out, it's $600 a month is $7,200 a year. Minus your expenses on the room, what you might have to do. So, there's no way it's going to come up to the $13,000 a room.
But if you look at it, and I don't think you want to look at it that way, because that formula would make a room worth $60,000, wouldn't it?
You're not going to be full. You're not going to be full.
Anyway.
What year did you say this was, Joe?
1994.
How many rooms are there?
Well, I'm showing 38 rooms. I was hoping Bob could clarify.
Well, I tried to call the owner on the way over here and to confirm that, but that was my understanding, it was 38 rooms.
What we've done, at least last session, is we've taken the value, which is the cost approach, and applied a depreciation factor to it based on a percentage of that sales price.
Yeah, I'm here arguing.
You're basically,
I haven't got an appraisal yet. If I have to go to the next level, that's what I'd do. But it makes no sense to get an appraisal yet. So.
Right. But basically, Bob, it looks like to me that you're arguing for about a 40% discount off of the 40% depreciation off of the assessed value, and you took into account what, 12% maybe already Is that what you've taken?
Yeah, at on at 88%. And it is, square feet wise, this motel is about a third bigger than the one that you just drilled on.
And it's a fair amount newer, correct?
And
correct.
It's,
newer, and it's 12 years newer.
But another thought is, this location
is not as good.
Is not as good as first when you look at it.
Which is why it's a long-term stay, yeah.
I can probably give you some testimony about the quality of construction that occurred in the 90s as well.
Yep.
If you could just go your income approach, 38 rooms at, you know, if you're talking $600 a month at a $60,000 valuation on a 1 point on that, then you're talking over $2 million. And if you take 75%, occupancy on that.
But that would be as a residential also, not just as commercial. If we did just pure extended stays where people stayed a month or more at a time, it would not be commercial. So it'd be 19% instead of 32%. So I don't want to do that. So
what code violations did it have by chance?
A gamut. I mean, yeah, I could bring them in, but I mean, Keith Crawford goes out there and it goes everything from it doesn't have the bottom on the spout to, you know what I'm talking about, to electrical systems needing to be replaced and, you know, fire alarms, you know, important stuff to the least important thing you could possibly imagine, a piece of soffit missing. It runs the gamut.
For a point of clarity, aren't we not supposed to consider code violations in the distress of the valuation?
I would think that would be sensible, sure.
I agree. I was just trying to look at it from the standpoint of if there was a complaint about the actual, in other words, the condition of the property as to how much that, how depreciated it is, not a code violation for a soffit. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm looking at the beacon map and that swimming pool is as green as, you know, Taney Como Lake in the mossy section. So I have no, you know, issue with you sharing that it's in a rough state and not worth $1.23 million. So, obviously it was bought as a foreclosure. It's a lower, you know, bought it at a great price. Your evaluation, you're asking for a $700,000 evaluation on it. With the cost of renovations involved, that would be extremely expensive, not easy to get these back up to code. I don't have an issue with that.
Well, that's about a 40% reduction off the assessed value. And I guess that's my question is that worth, with an income producing property still, even though it's not, is it worth 40% less than the assessed value that we have here using the cost approach? If we did 75% of depreciation, 25%, you're looking at 9.2, I think. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know what you guys feel.
What's your thoughts, Joe?
Well, I'm confused, quite frankly. I think it does need to be lowered, but I'm having a trouble coming up with a figure to lower it to. He's got $700,000. I'm not overly opposed to that, but I just want to make sure that we're not eliminating something we should be.
Well, and I want to make sure to set a precedent here that if it's closed property, it's being renovated, it's a little different than we've got a property that's like this.
This is not closed, but there are rooms that are not available.
Sure.
I mean,
well, and on an income approach, I don't think that you win that, as we've talked about. On an income, you know, that's.
But there's no way you can sell this property for.
Chuck, what were you going to say?
Not to put Bob on the spot, but can you tell us where the $700,000 number came from?
It came from my client who actually is, I'll just tell you what, Investors Me sold it to Sai Satyam, I think, and they have let me know that they own several other hotels and of a similar nature, and, you know, basically they were basing it on the per room, per square footage costs that you assess those at. They were comparing to their other properties.
Do you know how recently those other properties have been assessed? Probably not.
I do not.
Yeah. So, if you know the names of them, Chuck might be able to tell us, but I don't. Those other properties, what those?
Yeah, I don't have all that here in front of me, but right. I mean, we can.
I think he's had the Queen Anne before. I don't know if he still does.
David, what suggested $9.25?
My thought would be if you take the 1.3 times 0.75, 25% depreciation, you're still looking at 9.2, which is kind of in the, well, it's actually closer to their figure than ours. But that 9.225.
What does that put it at?
That would be closer to our day.
922,500 is the...
That would be closer to ours.
Well, there's a set... No, it'd be closer to ours. They actually asked for 700,000, not 450.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, that would put it right in the middle. It's a 25% reduction in the assessed value based on the current condition and use of the property.
Well, assuming you all lower it, then we'll reassess it sometime in the next year or two, and if it's improved, we'll look at that. But my gut is that's at least a low enough number. Because we have not reassessed it. We haven't lowered the condition because of age and condition and stuff. I don't have a better number for you. I'm just saying.
We're reducing it to 300,000 from the assessed value if we did that.
No, we're at $1,023,000, aren't we?
You just did $1,023,000.
And they're asking for 700,000.
Right.
And I was saying 922,500 was a 25% reduction, so right.
Yeah. Not from $1,023,000, I wouldn't think. Yeah. If it was $1.2 million, maybe.
Yeah, we've got it on at $1,023,000.
$1,023,000.
So if you came off of that number, whatever percentage.
Well, okay, maybe I'm.
That would bring it down into the 700s.
Well, but your 700 figure, right, that's 40% off the assessed value, right?
I haven't done the math, but it looks like...
It's about 40% off.
It looks like about 300,000 out of a million, so it's about 30% off, it looks like.
25% would be 7,679,215.
And where'd you come up with the 25%?
You've already taken it 12% down, right?
That's our cost system condition, yeah. We dropped it to 88%, which, if it was, which should be lower than that because of the age of it. It should be more than 12%.
In other words, they haven't assessed it in a
while. They haven't reassessed it forever.
So I was coming up with that figure for, to take into account that and the current use of property issues. Is more the current use of the property devalues it more than say a regular hotel as well. So
that 20% reduction would be 819,116
off of 1.23.
819,116 is a 20%.
1.023, Dave.
1.023. Yeah, that's where I'm messing up.
I'm sorry. I said 1,023,000.
I was,
so you were thinking 230.
Okay, yeah. That's where I was coming up with my math wrong. Okay. Yeah.
So a 20% reduction would be 819,116. I think based upon the assessor stating that he has not, or the depreciation has not been factored in, so making it 20%, I make a motion that we move the assessed evaluation to $819,116.
Sorry about that, guys. I didn't get the zero in there.
That makes a big difference.
I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2018-8.
Thank you.
819,116. Thank you, Bob, for your time.
I thank you, and I wish I had better information for you, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You probably got more than most people.
Agreed. Have a great day.
You too.
The next one's in person at 10:15, so you have a few minutes if you want to either take a break or work on some of the checks.
This next one, they've got a... They say they paid $245,000. And that's what the fair market value is, and I don't know what you assessed it at.
Let me clarify. The sales letter that I provided you is for a property right across the street. It's not their property.
Okay.
I'm just giving you that as a comparable.
So this is 105, and Wes, if you guys could pull up, whenever we have that, just pull up a county, too, so we get a picture. Pull up the beacon, if you could. Just the map, so we have a picture of where it is.
The 218.9 here, what is this? The one thing I didn't have that wasn't sent to us was what the assessed value was.
And they don't know. I'm looking, too.
Current value is 226.
What do you have?
218.9, right?
You're not looking at that one.
No, that's 218.10.
I got more agenda.
What's that?
It looks like they're asking for an increase, and if we have it, start here in a second.
That's an old one.
That's a neighboring property. That's a comparable. Okay. That's not the property.
I got the right one.
That's right here.
This is the one he sent us in the email, and I just printed it off.
Yep.
So, okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Isn't this their opinion here?
Okay, but I'm making my notes. Okay, so if they gave no use in this arm.
No, that's a different one.
Is this all here?
There's a tab in there that says
Williams. That isn't the Williams property.
Yes. Yeah. It's
I should have pulled it completely out. I'm sorry.
Okay. The old what?
Al's Mobile, right there on the four-way stop.
All right.
Sorry, you were just...
My understanding is...
Is that close to Chuck's RV?
Yeah, it's a long way.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's coming on that one.
Oh, is that on the corner?
Yeah.
That's the Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that property.
It's not been...
I've spoken with Brandon this morning, his mom.
Yep.
Is not able to make it. If you want to call her, you can.
Well, I think
she's the one that's
You mean his wife?
We can do
his mom. Is a board member.
What's her name again? First name?
Ellen.
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 Ellen. Ellen. H.
Yeah, I know. I actually had an office in that corner up there before.
It says it's there isn't a value given as to what they thought the property should be worth, and I don't think it's in use. I think it's vacant right now.
There is an Aloha's Shaved Ice in the parking lot there, and I imagine if they went income approach.
Yeah.
Is the motorcycle or not motorcycle, now, something like that, rental is not there anymore?
This page that's showing now is what was sent to me this morning.
Okay.
This one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That last one you got 22.7, what is that? It's built to serve a station in the late 50s, early 60s, and it's a 22.7. Can we look that parcel up? That's what we...
Are they using the property just to the south of their property as a comparable?
I have no idea. The comparable
I gave you, Joe, is the property right to the north.
The Dinosaur Museum?
Dinosaur Museum.
Okay.
And the reason I had a sales letter there. I don't get a lot of those. I thought that was a comparable I had to offer you.
Based on a corner...
Right across the street.
Lot on Business 65 and 76.
Helen was in my office and visited with me, and she had her income information. I suggested she come here.
Now, this here is the comparable property that they just... That's at 27.
The dinosaur place.
No, this is another service station.
No, that was my dad's old place.
Oh, did your dad have that place?
He built it.
Really?
Not the dinosaur place, the one to the south.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know that.
And that's it right there.
You provide some insight then.
I believe.
This one's a set.
Yeah.
That's Al's there, and you're...
No, that's...
Your dad's place is the next one down, isn't it?
Nope, that's it right there where he has lined out.
That's, oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
it right
okay,
there.
Sure.
Then Al's is just to the north.
Is that the comparable property?
That's the comparable property.
That's one of them, and it's no comparison.
I didn't use that one as comparable.
Now, you don't have that anymore, do you?
No.
So what are they asking for the valuation to be?
53,828. The very last line says, what do you believe?
So they're asking for to be changed from 226,664 to be 53,828?
The assessed value was what?
226,661.
What was it last year?
220. Oh, you mean the previous year?
Yeah. Wes can show us that one right there. 189.
So it's gone up 26.
Well, they haven't had anybody in there. I know Game Exchange was in there for years. A buddy of mine leased it from them. And they haven't really had any, they had the ghost, tours in there, and they had some other strange place in there. Clock shop was in there for years. But they have not had anybody in there. And I know from having an office upstairs, the access in is not good.
Well,
they're using other parcels that have values as comparable. I don't know if you noticed that in the top of that letter. They're listing other parcels around them and what their value is.
Yeah, I was most interested in that one that he was just showing, though, that parcel, it's another old service, or it's a service station, right?
Yes.
And we've only got it assessed at 22.7? Or is that the... Is that only assessed at 22.7? Is that right?
That's important.
No.
Oh, it's
you got 70,000.
It's appraised at 70,922.
It's okay, so it's
assessed at 22.7. That's the assessed value.
Okay, right. Okay, well, I thought that was probably what he put down. So it's comparable.
Well, not really,
not in my opinion.
Because the one they're comparing to, like says my dad's old, and is really run down, hasn't had anything going on there in years, and I've looked at it, and it's in pretty bad shape.
And I don't know how you would look at it, but the subject property has a billboard on it that is found to be valuable, and there is a separate value on it.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
It's under a different name, too.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's under Tony and Helen.
Okay.
So it's the same difference.
So, and we do, FYI, we do assess billboards, big ones like that, separately if it's an off, something off of the premise.
Yeah, it's right there, dead in the center.
Mm-hmm. So that's one reason that, another reason that we don't have them assessed at, you know, like values, because of location.
And they use the old museum to the north as comparable.
I gave you a comparable because I had a sales letter from that property. Okay. It sold recently for $245 or something like that. And it's a smaller property. Doesn't have the billboard. In some ways, it's a better property, probably.
As far as access goes.
Exactly. But,
but is it 190,000 better?
Here's the Dinosaur Museum.
132?
Yes.
I don't see an issue with that it might be a little high based on that evaluation. Has the Dinosaur Museum, is that the newly assessed value? Is that the one that's...
Well, you're also looking at a much bigger building and a much bigger lot.
Yeah.
That bigger lot, I think the building has its extreme, I think it's at the end of its day. There would have to be a lot of reworking.
Well, in that case, the one to the north of it is at its end of its day too, because they were built basically around the same time.
Yeah, that one just had a little bit better, you get in there and, you know, I think it's one level. I think that Dinosaur Museum is one level where,
yes, it is.
You know, you have this side door with an upstairs that's, as they had mentioned, not ADA approved, and I would concur. And then this parking, tough. It's also, I mean, a prime corner for Branson Real Estate. I mean, how many eyeballs are on that? Obviously, they have the billboard there, so they're, you know, that's getting its evaluation. So I don't see where the basis of 53,000 is. That's a big jump from 226,664 to dropping down to 53,000.
Is that their assessed value,
that's
or their?
I think that's what he said.
I think it's assessed because it's 72,530 assessed. And if they're saying 50,
okay.
I can't guarantee that's what they're meaning, but based on what they've used in the other examples, they're using assessed valuation in all the other examples.
So okay, so what are the, so what would be that appraised value? What
back it up?
Back it up.
About 150,000.
So they're asking for 150,000.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
We'll get to
times 32, right, Jeff?
Yeah. It's kind of a toughie because the way it sits and the rental of it is kind of awful. But the way it sits today, the building condition, their rental income that they're receiving off of it is kind of bad. But as you said, that location, you know, somebody would, I don't know, what's that value? You'd have a better idea than I did.
If you took that building off of there, and of course we're not talking about the billboard, and you just had that lot, would that lot be worth $150,000? I think it would be.
What did you have the lot evaluated at? Chuck?
The land value is $56,250.
Okay. And that math works out to be 168,212.
Thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm. It's possible, I don't know how that works in the city, but it's possible that they have to leave that building alone in order to keep their sign, maybe. I don't know. You know, they get quite a sign ordinance that there's no off-premise signs, so any sign grandfathered in as an off-premise sign is most valuable. I don't know this.
So you're saying it wouldn't be grandfathered if they leveled the building potentially? I don't know.
They might lose the ability to have that sign location. Some people, I don't know. That sign location alone is for some dollars.
$5,000 a month, a lot of times.
How much?
$5,000 a month, a lot of times.
What's really? The valuation? That, what are they paying on the sign?
Something like $25,000. $24,000 or something is the value of the sign.
Okay, is the face value.
But they're paying on that separately.
Separately, correct.
Already, so.
Which, frankly, if you have that for the dollars amount they're getting in,
that's the
which I don't know sign. What their numbers are, but that's a deal on that sign.
I didn't think to ask Helen, that might be something you'd want to ask her, whether the income she's looking at is just the building or includes the sign. Because she may, Donna mentioned, I don't know, I never dreamed it would be $5,000 a month, but
well,
I know.
At the intersection of 65 and where F Highway is at, yeah. And when they did that overpass, they took that out and those people were making $5,000 a month. On that sign then. But it was right on 65 highway.
Right.
And it was multiple signs.
But her income approach may be on the income off of the building alone. And
I think so. I think
probably doesn't have anything to do with the sign.
Yeah.
And so how do you look at that? Because there's got to be a tie there to that value that goes without this.
Well, I mean, since we tax those separately, I don't know if we can really consider that.
Sure.
So I think we just have to look at it. I mean, I think part of what they're asking is to compare, obviously, being given comparables, they're asking us to compare it to other values of somewhat similar properties. I know we had to back out the numbers.
So the one across the street, the new evaluation on it is 189?
I think it was 132 was our value.
And we've got this one at 226, right? That's what the assessed value is.
Correct.
Are you saying the Dinosaur Museum?
Yes. What was the
what's the assessed value of that property?
132,728 looks like. That's the appraised value.
Right.
The assessed value is
right.
42.
132. So if you factored 132,728. 728.
And we had her at 189 last year, or year before.
That sounds right. I'll pull that back up, but I believe you're right.
What would you say it was?
Previous value was 189.
She's getting you there.
Yeah.
189, 291.
Which is an assessed value of 60,570.
So we went up 30 plus thousand, about 37,036 as far as assessed value.
And I'm not selling nothing, but I mean, we've got small shops. Yes, we have small shops in that downtown area that have pretty good rental income. Why this one, whether it's hard to get in and out of situation, why they're not doing better. And
I think so then maybe just keeping the property going
just for the sign, maybe. I don't know.
And the inherent value of just that corner spot.
It's got a lot of itself.
Any thoughts, Joe?
Well, I think it probably needs to go up from 2017 somewhat. I don't know that that's, but what, that's not too big of an increase.
I think that's why they appealed. While I've been there the last 4 years, they've not appealed or said anything about it. The increase was a significant increase, and I think that's what got their attention. But we did the whole downtown area, or I shouldn't say whole, most of the downtown area, I think, was done. The values went up atrocious because they were just terribly low.
I think what they're going to be like most of the other people in here is going to say, okay, fair enough. If we've been paying low for a long time, that's fine. We just want to make sure everybody else is on the same page. Yeah. So I don't know on this.
And I do have a problem. And that 226, I can't imagine they would ever sell that property for that amount of money. And unfortunately, my dad's old station is for sale, and I have no idea what they're asking for that.
I haven't heard either.
And the more I think about it, the more I'm pretty much inclined to just leave it the way it is, quite frankly. They went for 3 years without an increase. Gentlemen, what do you think?
I think it's hard to give a basis for a new number. I don't know why it would go down not having an assessment for quite a few years, and evidently there wasn't an issue with the 189-291, is that what I'm seeing?
Yes.
Okay. So they didn't have an issue with that one. Why they're asking it for it to be 168-212 when...
I think that it's because of the comparables that were run up there. They're saying that they think that the other properties are not being assessed at the same... or not being increased, or haven't been increased, or whatever, at the same rate. I think that's what they're trying to claim. I think they probably are just wanting to make sure that they're on the same page as everybody else if this is going to be an increase like this.
I'm just not sure if those facts are true and comparables.
I don't know. We didn't go through each one of them, but they may not be. So
I would be happy to look at those at noon because it's the first time I've seen them as well and see if they're comparable. I don't think they surely can be.
Yeah. I motion that we table this to the afternoon.
Because they're not coming anymore.
Do I have a second for that table or are you just
going to
table?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor to table? For the afternoon?
Aye.
Aye.
No? Your name? Two ayes, one nay.
Excuse me, just a minute. My chair is falling off. Pretty soon, to be honest.
There are some other chairs here, so it is deflated.
Jeff, can we take a 3-minute recess real quick?
Yeah, let's take a 3-minute recess.
Better take it while I can get it,
right?